Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Family.
What's up, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an argument? My name is Angel Akita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel, That Chick Angel. And I am joined by my husband of 15 years, the other host of this podcast. Tell him who you are, baby.
I am Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. What's happening, y'all? I'm glad to see y'all here. If it's your first time tuning in, this is a podcast. We talk about any and everything we goddamn feel like. It used to be love and relationships and all of that, but we done expanded. So if it's your first time tuning in, strap in and sit down. We are joined by our wonderful immediate family. You understand what I'm saying? They watching this live right now. They watching us record. Mm-hmm. I'm watching their comments roll in. If you want to be a part of that immediate family, you can do it for the low of $5 a month. You can go to thatchickangel/...
Other way around. Patreon.com/ thatchickangel.
Yes. Absolutely. And sometimes we join by sponsors, but not this week.
Not this week.
So we're perfectly fine with that.
So y'all are going to get a shorter, very Christmas-filled, very holiday-filled episode today that'll hopefully be fun, lighthearted, and basically hopefully start off Christmas right. I can't believe that we are already about to enter the last month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Does this year go by slow or fast for you?
It didn't really. It just went by. I can't say if it was slow or fast, but parts of it feel fast. Some other parts feel slow. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. This has been a crazy season for us. Obviously, Black Friday and Cyber Monday just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully to our supporters, we have a lot of orders to fulfill. But just in case you are new, just to give you a heads up, Marcus has a gift box available on manshit.com.
Mm-hmm. Currently available. When we're recording this, it's available.
It might not. It was a very limited gift box.
Yes.
Limited quantity. So be sure to go to manshit.com to check it out. He has also a limited special edition scented manshit that's in this box.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like
that? No, because I could have told him about it. I thought you was going to tell him about
it. I will.
Go ahead.
You could go ahead and pick up and say.
Ain't nothing else to say.
There is. You can tell him what's in the box.
The box, it's got, what's it got? It has a straight razor in it for those people that can know how to, or you can learn how to line up your beard. That's how you get it the absolute straightest, is with a straight razor. It has a pair of scissors, a boar hair brush, and like she said, two things of man shit, and I'm forgetting one. Oh, a pick, to pick everything out. And they all have monogrammed logos on them, so you get either get the lion's head or you get man shit and the lion's head. It's a combination, but yeah, like I said, this one was a limited edition because I wasn't sure how this was gonna go, how many were gonna sell. They're selling pretty good, but yeah, it was mainly just to do that, not just to do, but I wanted to get out a scent. I got a limited scent out there that's not gonna be the official scent, still working on that one, but yeah.
And then I have my last Mama Likes box of the year is on sale. Right now, Patreon gets a discount. And the Cyber Monday discount, which is smaller than the Patreon discount, ends. Well, it'll end by the time you see this if you're not in our Patreon. So it don't even matter. So if you still want the discount, you could join our Patreon, like Marcus said. But this Mama Likes box, I was a harder one for me to put together because I was so nervous about putting it together. I knew what I wanted in this box, and I knew I wanted it to be something like one size fits all. I didn't want nobody to feel like, oh, I'm too small or I'm too big to fit this or I'm shaped a certain way, so this doesn't work out for me. I wanted it to be something that any woman or whomever wants to enjoy. And finding the right vendor for it. If y'all only knew all the hassle, I had somebody making the thing and it was terrible. So then I found a manufacturer and it's got a lot of like Mama Likes branding in it, which just, I think you all are going to like it. So if you haven't purchased your box yet, they're still, because I haven't really gone hard on advertising it. I wanted to give Patreon enough time. I understand. We didn't already spend money for Thanksgiving. So people would be like, just let me get my check. So I have not pushed it hard yet because I wanted to allow my Patreon to be able to get it and not feel no type of way. But I am going to start pushing it and hopefully we'll get them all out to you all for the holiday season. You'll have it in time for Christmas if this is a Christmas gift. And I dedicated an item to my niece Sharday, who recently passed away. So you all be getting that limited item as well. So you can check that out at shopmamalikes.com.
Yeah, even though it says that I'm for man shit, back to man shit, on the website, if you're not using it regularly to store it, it's just another reminder for people that will see this, that have ordered them, and people that are currently watching this live. If you order these, any man shit gift box or man shit product for somebody for Thanksgiving, you're going to have to put it in the refrigerator. All right, yeah, that warning is on there. It has, it's all natural product. We just want to make sure that it keeps its quality for that amount of time. It don't need to be stored anywhere warm or anything. Put it in the refrigerator if you need to put it in the refrigerator work or something, but just don't leave it sitting. I've had that happen before. It's just like, it's the product was okay. I'm like, no, you're supposed to refrigerate that. You ordered this 3 months before you gave it to somebody. So, yeah. Do that for me.
All right. So, this next segment is Tank Sleep Pride. Know what the people want from me.
Tank Sleep Pride. Tank Sleep Pride. Ha, 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 ha. Tanksley Pride.
Thank you. Tanksley Pride is a segment that we do that we talk about our children. We have four boys, if you didn't know, ages 13, 7, 7, and 3. And we call them our Tanksley Pride. I'll go first, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay, so this Tanksley Pride story for me is that my twins gave me their report cards. And the way LAU...
2 weeks late.
The way LAUSD does report cards it's 1 through 4. So 1 means your child is not mastering the skills. They need a lot of work. They're performing below grade average. A 2 is that they're working.
Thanksley Pride.
They're working to performing at grade average, but they're still not there. But there's progress. 3 means that they are operating exactly where they're supposed to be and they are mastering the skills. And 4 means they have mastered the skills and they're potentially working at above grade level. Well, I am here to say that both of my babies had all 3s. I could not be happier. And the reason why like, I know some people be like, well, wouldn't you want them to have 4s? Down the line, I would love it. I don't care. The fact that they started off really, really tough out the blocks because their educational career, meaning kindergarten, and heck, actually part of their TK started off in the pandemic.
Yeah.
And they were at home longer than most kids in the LAUSD system because we didn't want to send them back to in-person school until they had their vaccine. So the fact that they are performing at grade level, mastering the skills, makes me so happy, especially because we're looking at moving them to Little Marcus's private school that he's at. And if y'all didn't know, private schools, they are usually a little bit more academically rigorous. So we needed to make sure they would be able to, you know, we don't want to put them in a situation where they're struggling. So to know that they are performing in the school that they're at now, I'm sorry, I'm cutting off my own self. The school that they're at now is actually academically rigorous. So if they are performing at grade level at this school, then they'll be able to do well at the school that Marcus is at. So we are ecstatic about that. So happy for my babies. So that is my Tanksley Pride story.
Yeah, mine, it's, this is actually on the three oldest. These, just hearing them communicate with each other and converse when they don't think, or not even the fact that they don't think, when they don't know that I'm paying attention to them, their conversations just be absolutely hilarious. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they real grown conversations, or just the way they're talking to each other is just real grown. I'm like, where are y'all getting this from? Marcus was telling one of the twins something. It was most likely Kai, because he's the one that will just want to disagree for the hell of it. And Marcus was telling him something, and Kai was just like, what did he say? He said something along the lines of, you think you know a lot because you're older than me, but bruh, you don't know as much as I do. So it was something like that. I was just like, what? And of course, Marcus starts laughing, and Kai starts laughing, and then Cy chimes in and starts saying some stuff too. And I'm just like, listening to these conversations, I'm like wondering what this will look like, I don't know, in 10 years?
Yeah.
Like, it's interesting to hear just to hear them talk. Even now that Amar is starting to use more of his vocabulary, because he has vocabulary, he just doesn't use it, which is frustrating. But just hearing them talk, this converse between themselves is just, they entertained me. What's today?
Today's Tuesday.
So was that Sunday? I don't know what day that was. Well, I just sat and listened to them for like, off and on for like all day, and it was just entertaining.
They're a mess. They, and the bruh thing is what is throwing us all off.
And it's only Kai.
Bruh. No, Asai does it too. You'll be like, bruh.
Yeah, that one, that annoys me.
It's very, I don't know if that's Californian. I don't know if that's just what the children their age in general across mm-hmm. the United States do, but
they're... Yeah, no, he picked up on that strong.
Bruh.
One thing I need to point out is, so today's filming, as y'all can see, we're not at in the usual location. We're sitting low in this chair, and the camera is much higher. So it's almost like we're sitting low and looking up. So in order to see y'all's comments, I have to look down. And two, I don't want to have to sit there and hold my neck up at the camera, because this is what it feels like I'm doing. It's not what it looks like to y'all.
The camera is actually almost at eye level with you.
No, eye level would be here. So from here, if y'all watch from here to here, is a big difference. Like, that is eye level. So I would just be here like this versus like that, and holding your head like that for, you know, past a conversation, but just holding it like it gets tiring.
I have to do that with you all the time because you're all so right. much taller.
But you
than
can
me.
Just easily scoot further back away, and you don't have to stand that close. Anyway, that's all I'm saying is what I'm dealing with today. So looking down at the comments, as well as not wanting to feel like I'm doing this the whole time.
If you aren't watching, you can watch this podcast on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV. All right, our next segment is TikTok O'Clock.
Angel, girl, what time is it?
TikTok O'Clock.
I'm not, no. I never sung a TikTok anyway.
Yeah, you have.
Oh, go ahead.
You're not going to give the people mm-mm. what they want?
I don't want to do these jingles.
You the one who started them.
The jingles stop in November. I'm sorry. I'm not doing them no more.
Here we go. TikTok O'Clock is where we give our opinion off of a TikTok.
Last night we had a big fight. I didn't sleep at all. You were mad about something and made it my fault.
It was your fault.
Then you came into the room and played with my bones. And that's when I discovered one of your beautiful flaws. You'd rather give me hate.
apologize. You'd rather choke on something bigger than your words tonight. And baby, I don't mind. I thought it was the best. You can keep your sorries. I'll take the head.
That's stupid.
So this TikTok
apparently
o'clock,
he's talented. Like, people know him. Who is this dude?
I don't know.
I couldn't really hear how well he was playing the guitar because most of it just sounded like slapping your hand on the thing. But at the end, I could hear that. I don't know who he's really playing. It's just hard to hear sometimes like that.
Okay, so this TikTok o'clock is ways that you say you're sorry without saying sorry. So in his song, he's saying basically his wife, his partner, whoever she is to him, instead of saying sorry, decided to give him head. What are ways that either you say that you're sorry or that you have gotten sorry from people that you know, like, this is you saying you sorry, but you just ain't gonna be willing to say it?
I mean, for you, you know, usually that, I think it's married couples across the board. They pop the question, you want something to eat? Or you be out somewhere, it's like, I'm going to grab something to eat. What you want?
Is that what that's I do?
Yeah, we both be doing that. Like, I brought you something home, and that's when she's like halfway over it. Or even if she knows I'm mad at her, it's just like, you ain't going to, thank you, Angel. I appreciate it. That's her saying, I'm sorry.
How do you be doing? You do the food thing?
Yeah.
I think I actually be saying sorry when I'm sorry.
We both be saying sorry, but you said other ways.
I'm saying with you. I think with the kids, I'd be like, you okay? That's what's up. You okay? All right. That'd be half the time the sorry that I do with them.
Yeah, I just joke around and play with them.
I think with my mother, it's definitely, you want to come over here and watch a movie with us? You want some, Mama, we going to go somewhere. You want to come? I'll come pick you up. That, a lot of times, is my, I'm sorry to my mama, is being like, let me include you. Come on, do this thing with me. Get you out the house. Do you ever say sorry to your mama?
I had a lot of reasons to.
Have you ever?
I'm trying to think of times that where I needed to say, no, a lot of times of like if like mama call me and I'm like going through something or mad or tired or whatever, a lot of times I'll call her later and explain. You'd be like, oh, I was wondering what happened, but it's never like, oh, I'm sorry.
You like, you ran into that fire. I can't really apologize for that, but let me tell you why the fire.
You know, it was a fire. The building was on fire until you walked in and closed the door.
Yeah, no, I think it's way easier. I think we talked about this before. It's way easier for me to tell you sorry, but with my kids, though, I'd be like, all right, now.
I was going to say, I can't think of too many times where I needed to apologize, where I feel I needed to apologize.
And that's the problem. That's what we're talking about. That is the problem. They be needing apologies. I have tried to get better at it when I'm like, especially if I done fussed at them about something that they didn't actually do.
Yeah.
I'll be like,
I just use it to our credit of the next time. Like, next time I just won't be as hard.
That is not right.
Because they gonna do something wrong.
I'll be like, all right, that wasn't you. My apologies for yelling at you. But see, next time, make sure. Yeah,
it takes the apology away completely.
But they heard the I'm sorry, and that's very valid. They need to hear that. They need to hear that we ain't just out here thinking we ain't wrong all the time. All right. Okay, so we're going to jump into our main topic. Again, just as a reminder, because we don't have sponsors today, we're going to do a shorter episode. This is my last week of filming a Black Lady Sketch Show. So I have been working some crazy hours. So I'm giving myself a little bit of time off because we didn't take off last week for Thanksgiving. We put up an episode. So we are going to give ourselves a little bit of a break this week by doing a short episode. So this is on the topic of gift giving, because that's what everybody is kind of in the mood for. Everybody's buying stuff for people. We're getting ready for the holidays. So what is the most meaningful or strangest gift you have ever received? Or you could say most meaningful gift you gave, or strangest gift. Now, I will say, usually my strange gifts come from my stepfather. My mother.
Say mine too. From her stepfather.
My mother was married to this man. He's a white guy. They're no longer married. They haven't been married since I was in undergrad. And he is really into music. And also culturally, he is white. Now, he has a lot of, like,
everybody in the chat knows his name.
Listen, Brother Ron. Yeah. And because he's really into music, and he know, like, when he was really actively a part of my life is when I was singing in church. I was, because him and my mom got married when I was in middle school. And so he was, like, actively a part of my life from late part of middle school all the way through high school to my first year of college, maybe second year. Anyway, so he experienced me singing, playing instruments, all of that. So I have gotten some of the highest quality music producing equipment and guitars.
No, I was going to say instruments.
We have a guitar.
Didn't he give you the xylophone?
The xylophone.
Xylophone?
Yes. We have a guitar that is worth a few thousand dollars that, like, neither one of us can play.
Multiple few. Like, yeah, I looked that thing up. It's worth a lot of money.
We have like two guitars from him that, like I said, neither one of us can play. I have a xylophone that I have kept all these years, even though it is trying to fall apart. A little different than a xylophone. It is made out of full wood. Mm-hmm. It has gourds underneath it. So, like, little hollow wooden, like, bowls that help to make the sound. And it's tied together with twine of some sort. Yeah.
No, it sounds very authentic.
Yes.
like when you take, like, something across, and yeah, it's like legit. And it's heavy.
Yes.
Where's that thing? It's somewhere awkward. Is it?
Yeah.
It's so awkward unless it's set up on a stand. It's so hard to find. We used to use all these instruments
as decor. As
decoration. We would just put it in a corner, we had guitars that hung up on the wall. Yeah.
He has definitely given. 1 year he gave us the nastiest pumpkin pie. I was like, see, you down. This is when we went to the house and the dude was hugging up on you.
Oh, yeah, I never tasted that pie. You tasted that pie?
Yes, because he cut pieces and it was disgusting. It was so nasty.
I can't believe you would have.
Yeah. I don't mind pumpkin pie.
I'm saying the environment it was made in.
He didn't make it.
Oh.
He don't make no food. He bought that at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it was.
I do remember that.
Disgusting. So that would probably be the strangest gifts I've ever gotten.
I agree. Sam, some of them was to me. He's got me like a tone, what they call it? Electronic, the thing to help you tune the guitars and stuff.
Tuner.
Instrument tuners. Tuners. He got me a mixer. What is that? I think it's not a mixer. I don't even know what this thing does. It's something electronically that you hook up when you have an electric guitar. It changes, like, the resonations and stuff. It's, yeah. But I was into guitars at the time. So in that aspect, it was actually a really good gift.
Yeah, I think he lives in Guitar Center. He loves.
Yeah, Guitar Center is a good time.
Loves it.
That's why I ended up getting myself a couple of guitars. Just seeing them. It's like looking at cars. Actually, a lot of them are modeled off cars.
I can believe it.
Like the look and the, depending on the year. Anyway, yeah.
I would say my most meaningful gift, it was my wedding ring, I had lost a diamond in it. The diamond had fallen out. I don't know when it fell out. It just fell out one day. It was, the ring was on my hand, and I looked down and I noticed one of the diamonds is gone. It's one of the way my wedding ring is set up, and I don't have it on because of me doing a Black Lady sketch show and having to change characters. A wedding ring is not necessary for most of my characters, so I'd rather leave it at home than to worry about making sure I don't leave it in my trailer. So the way my wedding ring is set up, the main band, the engagement band, has the three past, present, and future diamonds, which are a bigger size. Like they're a quarter carat each. And then I have two chevron bands that, so chevrons are shaped like V's, that are encompass the wedding, the engagement band. So there's one at the bottom and one at the top. And those each have about seven diamonds on them, seven smaller diamonds. Well, one of those smaller diamonds fell out. And just like if you break a nail or your fingernail polish is chipped, and it feels like anybody who looks at your hand, their eyes are going to go to the chipped fingernail or the broken fingernail. Mm. That's what I felt about that ring when that diamond fell out. I was like, when people be like, oh, let me see your ring, I would be like, no, because it just felt like this gaping hole in the ring. So when I was pregnant with the twins, I had to stop wearing the ring because my fingers had swollen up so much. And I did not realize that my husband had taken my ring long ago, like when I stopped wearing it. He sent it off, he got them to replace it. And so even though it wasn't a Christmas gift, but that's not what this is, as a push gift, because he didn't give me one for little Marcus because he had never heard of anything of such. She was like,
you got,
oh, what?
The gift, you just gave birth to it. Push gift.
He jumped on board with the idea of the push gift. Did you give me one for Amar?
I don't remember.
I don't think so.
When I remember what it was, you're going to be like, oh, that's right, I'm sorry.
But I'll say I'm sorry, you see? You see?
Yeah, but it don't matter. The gift didn't mean nothing if you can't remember what it was.
It didn't mean, it just doesn't connect to the moment. Mm-hmm. Anyways, for my push gift, he presented me with the ring again, with it being fully repaired. I think he had to have guessed, understood. I still don't think he understood how much I needed that diamond to be back in that ring. So
you expressed it when I gave it to you.
I was just like, this, sir, is this lets me know you are listening to me. So that is probably the most meaningful gift that I've ever gotten.
One of my most meaningful is Angel replacing my ring that got lost in the snow. No. You, I don't know if it got lost. It got left, I think, in Big Bear. And what was it, like the next year or 2 years later?
Yeah. I don't know if it was. It might have been that year. Maybe to you, right? Maybe it was a year later.
Yeah, the year later. She ended up replacing that ring. So that meant a lot because the first ring had seven diamonds in it. And, it, you know, we got married on 7/14/7. And so she tried to get one as closely matched to the old one as possible. And the new one has 14 diamonds in it.
Yeah, we're not going up to 21.
Nah, I was like, the next one. So I don't even think she knew that at the time. But when I was looking at it, that was a gift. That one, that meant a lot because that ring, of course, is my wedding ring, so it meant a lot. But that really bothered me. The entire time I did not have that replacement ring. From the moment I lost that ring, I mean, it was devastating. So to have it replaced was, and it wasn't like the original was replaced, like, I'll forget about it, but it meant to have something to fill that void. That meant a lot. That really touched me.
It was sweet. Like, I had never seen him cry because of something being so meaningful.
Yeah.
And so I was confused when he started crying. I wasn't sure if he was mad.
Spend this money again, you dumb man.
Right. I really didn't know. I was like, okay, he hates it. I'm not sure. Again, because that's not something that he would normally. That year, I was shelling out the good gifts. Your dad got choked up when I got when we put together the picture of all the grandkids. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Your girl is over here." Okay, slam. You see that? Slam dunking these gifts.
What is that?
Slam dunk. That's me. Okay. that's me breaking their ankles. Mm-hmm. Pop, pop, pop. Slam dunk on the head. Mm-hmm. That's what it did.
Yeah.
I will say for my Jesus Christ, HTT. Yes, I know it's live, but they gotta wait until me and Josh get over there. I will say this for my friends, because it's always going to be harder for someone to get me a more meaningful gift than my husband. But for my friends, I will say a gift that I got from them that was probably the most meaningful was when I first moved out here to California. I was leaving Kentucky. That's where both of my closest friends were still living, Erica and Nina. And we grew up together. Me and Erica have known each other since she was 10 and I was 12. Me and Nina have known each other since we were 15 years old. So it was huge for me to be like, well, I'm leaving. And I was 23 at the time. They went into the studio, re-recorded Brandy's Best Friend, her song Best Friend. They changed the lyrics to reflect all the things we have been through in life. And y'all also know I love comedic stuff. They added so much comedy to it. They photoshopped Beyonce's album cover, the one where she had on the see-through chandelier shirt and she's like posed like this, and put my big ass head on her body. This is when people still listen to like actual physical CDs. And they gave me the CD in a CD cover with the Beyonce photo. And I think I still have it. It was just such a sweet, and it was like kind of like my love language. It was so creative. It was so funny. It was so sweet. And they got me a shirt that I still have as well. Cause we used to be in a singing group called Total Praise, a gospel singing group. It lasted for all of like
Turtle what?
Total Praise.
Okay. That's what I thought you meant.
Like
Braise.
Total Praise. That lasted all of like 2 months. And it was a picture of us. What'd you say?
As in bringing the heat.
Total Braise.
It sounded like you said Braise.
I probably did.
I got one that's weird. I knew it was weird when I was getting it, but it was still dope. One of Angel's Mother's Day gifts is these massive wings that I got.
I still have.
We still got these. Y'all probably seen them in the background somewhere in some video that we've done. There's these really big wings. And it would be dope to go like on a table of an entrance of like a big foyer. And we was like, you know, I was like, you know what? Eventually we're going to have a house big enough to where we would be able to put these up and it actually look like it's okay. We still ain't got a house big enough for these big ass wings. These things is like 2.5 feet tall.
I tried to lightly get him to take them back. I was like, you know what? You could have got me an Apple Watch. She was like, I'll get you that too.
I was like, there's no or.
I was like, okay.
At the time, I was like, yeah, wings. Absolutely. These are like life-size eagle wings. Like, these are massive.
I swear. Well, you guys, this, like I said, is a shortened version of our podcast. We will be back next week with full podcast, full regalia, all the fun. Of course, you all can stay in contact with us by following us on social media. I'm That Chick Angel, pretty much across all platforms. Tell them where you are, baby.
I'm Marcus Tanksley. I'm not Marcus Tanksley on Instagram. I'm Marcus Ain't on the Gram on Instagram. Marcus Ain't on the Book on Facebook. And I'm Tank Don't Talk on TikTok. As well as, y'all can make sure y'all can go over to manshit.com. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. And check out that gift box if it's still available, and or just some man shit that's always available. So,
please make sure you all support Mama Likes. Mm-hmm. I would greatly appreciate it. The boxes are on sale for the low of $100. the value of the box, if I were to sell all these things individually, would be about $210. And that was me getting the retail value from the vendors. This is not me just making up prices. So you are literally getting a steal. So please support Mama Likes in our last box of 2022. And so until next Wednesday, I hope you all are safe. I hope you all are blessed. And we'll talk to you all then.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.